Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today, we're visiting with Mr. Adam Lampe, the CEO of Mint Wealth Management, a wealth management firm in Houston, Texas, specializing in holistic wealth advice, risk management, and tax-efficient investing. Mr. Lampe, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Well, thank you for having me.
Well, you're certainly more than welcome. Our pleasure, and looking forward to learning a few things from you today. So, for starters, how has the COVID-19 pandemic affected the way people are managing their money, and what sort of shifts have you seen in your clients through this time?
Well, it's really interesting. I'm glad you brought up that, people are saving a lot more than they were saving in 2019. I think at the height of this crisis in April of 2020, people were saving about 32% of their income. In 2019, people only saved about 8%. For the year, they saved about 17%. But there's also headwinds that we have to be, concerned about, like trading programs like the Robinhood app that have turned investing into a game. And I want the average investor to be aware of, the risk of doing things like that, such as margin calls. Or what happened to a lot of these folks, and any custodian can do this, whether it's Charles Schwab or Fidelity, if they think there's manipulation going on in the market, they can halt trading. And I think, as a, person that's very passionate about this stuff, I have an obligation to educate folks on the basic rules of investing and financial planning. I've taught thousands of students in retirement planning courses, and I see a common theme with a lot of folks. And I remind folks, we have to learn from the most successful people. And, if I tell people all the time, let's follow some guidelines, make saving automatic, be allergic to debt, and always look for ways to reduce your spending. Some of the most successful people I've run into in the last 12 months, what have they done? And you've probably done it yourself. Refinance your mortgage. I mean, interest rates are incredibly low. If we keep on eating at home, if you call your insurance company and tell them you're driving less, that's a way of reducing your costs on average by about $500. And then taking advantage of the changing tax laws. I mean, they had some incredible opportunities for employers and employees to take advantage. You could take $100,000 out of your IRA and pay the taxes over 3 years. That's a huge, huge advantage. And the other thing is I always remind folks to be wary of chasing the hot managers. I don't know if you're familiar with Kathy Wood. She's founded ARK Funds, and she's been incredible. She's got an incredible track record, but history tells us that, she'll probably be wrong. And we have to follow traditional rules, traditional asset allocations, but at the same time, it's a delicate balance. We have to acknowledge that there's opportunities. And one of the things that I admire about Kathy Wood and ARK Funds is, she talked about innovation and how that can actually reduce risk. And I would argue that risk is more important than return. But like last week, her strategies got kind of hurt. They were down about 14.5%, while the average market diversified portfolio was down 2.5%. But I do believe innovation, can present some opportunities in the world. So I think the lesson there is look at opportunities in the market, but we also want to, use traditional methods as well. I think what I've seen with my clients, it's been really interesting. The market went down, depending on the source, 31 to 34%. And it was actually the quickest we ever entered a recession, but it also came back the quickest. And I remind a lot of the folks that I talk to and I educate about a investment policy statement. And I think that's really critical. Your big endowments, whether it's the Yale endowment or the Harvard endowment, or up in Texas, we have the Texas Permanent Fund that University of Texas and Texas A&M are a part of. And they have a policy and they say, in order for us to earn X percentage, we need to be in these different asset classes. And I encourage people to develop a document with that, and preferably with a professional. I think that's really key. But those are some of the things that I've seen. I mean, this has been an unprecedented time. I think when we reflect on this, we'll all be thankful, you know, about the little things in life, our family, our relationships. And I think, but we do also have to practice discipline. And I'm around a lot of people that are very successful. They have a common theme. They're allergic to debt, and they follow the basic rules of investing. I always tell folks, I'm not into cars. You know, the only thing I care about is a car that's paid off, and I don't like debt. As long as it has a backup camera and a V8, I'm good to go. But I think we all have to get back to what's important. And what's important is we follow basic rules of investing. Tax management and risk are more important than return.
Yeah, really appreciate the thorough coverage and a great way to kick things off here today. Now, how have you worked with your clients to mitigate the heightened fear over the last year as a result of the economic instability brought on by the pandemic?
Well, I think it's really critical that we shift our focus on the things that we can control. Because if we focus on the things that we can control, we can deal with the things that we can't control. The things that we can control are our goals and our habits, having an investment policy statement, asset allocation. I mean, there's studies that show if we're in all the different asset classes, that's going to really reduce our risk, and we have a higher likelihood of meeting our goals. And then I educate them on what item that I called tax alpha or tax harvesting. An example I give is the Vanguard Wellington Fund. If you're a high income earner of $150,000, $200,000, you could buy into that fund, and its stated fee is 0.15. But because of the inefficiencies in the fund, you could lose up to 2.43% a year. And that's due to, you know, things that you're not aware of. You might get into a fund, but then they have a market correction and the fund manager is forced to sell out of bonds that don't make sense to sell at this point. And so that hurts you, even though you maintained exposure. And so we want to be very tax efficient. We want to focus on how much we spend and save. We don't want to have emotional reactions to events. And I also tell people, you know, let's back away from the television. Let's not watch the news right now, because all it's going to do is they're trying to get ratings. They're trying to get you to pay attention. And a lot of times they just upset us. One of my favorite money managers up in New York, I asked him, what keeps you up at night? And he said, nothing. And I said, why is that? He goes, I trust the process. And I understand that I'm going to make 80% of your return 20% of the time. And if we own proper insurance and have a good estate plan, we can deal with the things that we can't control, you know, whether it's the market move or the geopolitical environment. I mean, it breaks my heart to see the political environment that we've been in the last 12 months. And then the Federal Reserve changes in interest rate and volatility, and whether there's peace in the Middle East or international trade or unexpected illness or death. You know, I think if we all really focus on the things that we can control, then we can deal with the things that we can't control. I tell them, if you go to your doctor, do you listen to them? And if they say yes, and most of them do, I said, then, you know, you should listen to a professional. And not all professionals are created equal. In fact, there's a study done by Russell Investments, and Vanguard's done some studies as well, that a good advisor can save you over 4%. And I think that's something that a lot of folks need to really keep in mind.
Great information. Thanks for that. And even tagging on to that, what advice do you have for individuals who come to you with concern over having enough money, especially in the last year?
Well, you know, it's interesting. You know, I really encourage folks to have a written financial plan. I mean, there's amazing technology out there that can look at your expenses, and it can run reports on what you spent last year. And I always ask them, I turn around, I go, do you have a plan that outlines your expenses and income to make sure that you don't outlive your money in retirement? And if they say no, I said, let's use the software that we have out there that'll allow you to show exactly what you need to do. And like I mentioned earlier, I want them to understand that risk and tax management are more important than return. In fact, I can have two portfolios with the exact same return, and the one with the lower risk, or otherwise known as standard deviation, will have more money in it. And that's something that I want to educate a lot of folks on is, hey, let's know what your standard deviation is. And just to give you a perspective on what standard deviation is, the S&P 500 standard deviation is around 17, 18. You know, I asked a young woman one time what kind of risk that she wanted, and she said zero. And I go, well, what kind of return do you want? And she said 8%. Well, you can't have that. That doesn't exist. We have to have some level of risk, but a lot of people, I want them to understand where their return comes from. And there's two different ways to get return, straight through growth. And I think last year was an interesting year. Technology stocks were less volatile than your AT&Ts or your dividend paying stocks. But you got to follow the rules. Long term, if you follow the rules, you're going to be just fine. And you have to keep things in perspective. You know, the last time we had a major correction besides last year, you know, where the market went down 30 to 34% was the trade war. And, you know, in 2018, it lasted, you know, early October to late December, and the market went down almost 20%. But after the next 12 months, the market was up 37%, which is remarkable. And you can go back to 1987 and all these other time periods, the financial crisis, we have to be disciplined. And I have found the folks that demonstrate discipline, they will be okay. And that's my job, is to educate. I'm an educator first.
Great response, and certainly brings a lot of hope to the situation today. We're joined by Adam Lampe, the CEO of Mint Wealth Management, a wealth management firm in Houston, Texas, specializing in holistic wealth advice, risk management, and tax-efficient investing. And he's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, continuing on, do you think the COVID-19 pandemic will permanently change the way wealth management firms operate and support their clients? And if so, how?
Oh, gosh, certainly. I think it's going to change the world going forward. I think we've all learned that we can work in front of a screen. You know, a year ago, my preferred method to meet with somebody was in person. I used to fly all over the country to participate in study groups and investment management, you know, panels. And now I can set up a Zoom call with my colleagues. In fact, I have a colleague that I have worked with for over 15 years. He's located in Dallas and I'm in Houston. He called me up and he goes, you know what, Adam? I know you're going to take good care of my clients. I'm ready to retire. I want you to buy my firm. A year ago, I would have said, no, you're in a different city. I can't do it. Now it's an easy yes. We can do things. We can do a lot of things via Zoom. I mean, I've had amazing conversations with people while they're sitting in the comfort of their own living room, and I'm sitting in my home office, and we're going over documents. I can send links. I mean, technology is here to stay, and we have to embrace it. But I do think, you know, we just have to get used to it because I think, you know, COVID is the new flu.
You know, it really is. And I also, in addition, like the way you responded there in using the example of buying a firm a year ago as opposed to right now, what a different ball game it certainly is. Lastly, how do you advise clients to plan for unprecedented expenses? And how can individuals looking to cultivate their nest egg allocate for emergencies in the future?
I think, you know, Wells Fargo did a study, you know, and they mentioned that bank balances are up 200% for 2020. I think this crisis is all, we've all learned that things can get bad. And I encourage folks, like I mentioned earlier, to copy the most successful people. I've been blessed in the sense that I've been around some of the most successful folks in the industry, they have a common theme. I mentioned this earlier. They're allergic to debt, and there's good debt and there's bad debt. And, you know, I think, I always ask folks all the time. And recently I got a question, I think just a few days ago, a gentleman asked me, how much should I have in the bank? And I said, well, how confident are you with your current employer? He goes, well, my wife and I have both been there for 15 years. And he's in Houston, Texas with a company in the AC business. I go, well, I agree. I think in Houston, Texas, the AC business is going to be pretty stable. And if you've been there for 15 years, maybe you don't need 36 months of cash in the bank like I recommend to some of my oil people. I had a client tell me one time, I said, why do you save 70% of your income? And he was in the oil and gas industry. And he said, very early on in my career, he said, Adam, I've been laid off 7 times in my career. I don't have a choice. And so I think we have to make saving a priority because bad things happen. I think what happened in the last 12 months is a reminder to all of us that we have to make this a priority. My wife and I, we're aggressive savers, but the money that we do have in our account, we live life and we enjoy it. But, you know, we also have to acknowledge the average recession. When you are a retiree, I know the average recession is 15 months. And if you're really a really nervous retiree, I might encourage you to have up to 36 months in the bank. But it's the little things. One of the things that my wife and I committed on doing was cutting the cable cord. And we only have internet. And now we have YouTube TV and Netflix and all these things. But that saved us a tremendous amount of money. So there's little things that we can do that can, you know, and we drive cars for a long time. And that's a way that we can save money. There's always going to be ways that we can save money. We commit to, you know, always trying to find a deal. Like I look at being energy efficient. And I'm always in Texas, you know, we were in the news for you know, our power outages. But, you know, our cost to maintain our home has been very low. But it creates opportunities. If we always research, you know, ways of reducing expenses, I think that's really key in building up our savings. And we have to make it a priority. I think this is a lesson to all of us. Bad things happen. And we have to acknowledge that, you know, people will make decisions that are in the best interest of themselves or the company. And as much as you might enjoy working at a company and you think your job is safe, you know, the fact of the matter is unemployment rates were at a very low rate a year ago. We will probably never go back to that. And the fact of the matter is some of the largest companies in this world, 70% of the workers now are in India. Now, the good news is the highly skilled people, like at a Dow Chemical, for instance, are located in the United States. So I would encourage people to get specialized skills. Make sure that your job cannot be outsourced. And I think that will really, really, you know, protect folks. If we make saving a priority, develop specialized skills, we'll all be better off.
Mr. Lampe, really appreciate what you do and for joining us here today to share some tremendous insight and information per your expertise. I'm sure listeners want to know how they could connect with you further and also get more information on your firm, Mint Wealth Management, there in Houston. Where's the best place to get the details?
Find us online, mintwm.com. We're available. We have clients in 13 states all over the country. We work with all kinds of folks. I mean, I always tell people our minimum is a good attitude and someone open to advice. But I appreciate your time today. And, you know, my wife teases me. I could talk about this stuff all day long. So I appreciate it. And you have a blessed day, sir.
And you too. I appreciate that. We've been speaking with Mr. Adam Lampe, the CEO of Mint Wealth Management, a wealth management firm in Houston, Texas, specializing in holistic wealth advice, risk management, and tax efficient investing. And for all the details, once again, visit mintwm.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.